This is from the Doctrine and Covenants in Church History, which is the Gospel Doctrine Teacher's Manual, copyright 1999, copyright by the church. And it says this: we are sons and daughters of, this is the underlined portion from page 106. We are sons and daughters of God, and we lived in a premortal existence as His spirit children. It's quoting the Mormon Scriptures, Doctrine and Covenants. Before the earth was created, Heavenly Father called a council in heaven and presented the plan of salvation to all His spirit children. Skipping down. How did Jehovah, the firstborn of the Father, respond to the plan of salvation? He's talking about Jesus. And skipping down, it says, Lucifer rebelled against the plan of salvation, seeking to destroy our agency and gain Heavenly Father's power. He became Satan, and he and his followers were cast out of the Father's presence and denied mortality. So if you go back to our chart, what happened was Jesus and Lucifer both wanted to be Savior, and Jesus' plan was accepted. Lucifer was not allowed to be our Savior. When he was not chosen to be our Savior, he became very angry and convinced one-third of our brothers and sisters to join with him in an attempt to overthrow Heavenly Father here in the pre-existence. So a war broke out, and a third of the host of heaven were cast out. Now, this is kind of like the Bible. The Bible does talk about a great war in heaven and a third of the host of heaven being cast out. When it talks about the great war in heaven, who fought in that war? Was that human beings? Was that us? No, it was angels. And the angels, some of the angels became the demons. But what the Mormon Church teaches is human beings fought there. We were all up there, and one-third of our brothers and sisters were cast out, and they were cursed never to have mortal existences, never to have bodies of flesh and bone. They became the demons. That's where they came from in this great war in heaven. Now, those who fought most valiantly on the side of Heavenly Father and Heavenly Mother were blessed to be born into Mormon families like myself. I was often reminded growing up in the Mormon Church that the very fact that I was born in this dispensation after Joseph Smith had restored the gospel in 1830, the very fact that I was born to LDS families was not mere chance or coincidence, but I was told that I was a very choice or valiant spirit in the pre-existence, and that's why I had the right to be born into an LDS family. There were, however, those who were not valiant at all. There was various degrees of valor, and some lacked valor. Some Latter-day Saints leaders have taught that they were neutral, neither choosing the side of Jesus nor the side of Lucifer. Other Latter-day Saint leaders have argued that technically there were no neutrals, they just lacked valor. Well, whatever it was these people did wrong, God cursed them never to be able to hold the Mormon priesthood in that dispensation. Well, who are these other people? We know where the demons went. They became the demons. But what about these other people who lacked valor? I mean, how can we spot them? I mean, what if they join the Mormon Church and we lay hands and bestow the priesthood upon them? How can we tell these people apart from the rest of us? Well, God thought of that concern, and so what God did is He placed a mark on those people so we could tell those people apart from the rest of us. And that mark, according to Mormon leaders, is a dark skin. Now, we're going to read some quotes here. The Mormon Church has had a history of racism, and we're going to see some evidence on this, the dark skin being a sign of displeasure from God, and until recent days, meaning that you cannot hold the Mormon priesthood.